Yeah. You hear me a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, Steph, you've got a bit of build-up of callus, which is hard skin over the top of your
wound. Oh, I get them in the hands, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I nip them off on the angle grinder, yeah. So can I do something similar with...
No, definitely not.
It's pretty easy on the angle grinder, though.
If you hair of your feet, we would prefer if you come and see us, okay? Because technically, by the test we found out today, you're a bit of an at-risk patient. Further complications with your feet. So we're going to take away this hard skin today, and the reason why is because...
At-risk patient. Sorry, yeah.
You're at risk of further ulcers. Like I said before, we want to prevent any coming back.
Rightio. Yeah. Jesus, what the hell is that?
Yeah, this is just the skin.
Knife?
No, it's just a scalpel blade.
The bloody scalpel blade?
You shouldn't feel any pain because it's dead skin. Are you actually doing something? Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
So you just sit back and relax, Stan.
You're right, I can't feel that at all.
It's important that we take off this hard skin, because it's dead skin that sort of impedes the healing of the wound.
Right.
So that's why we need to take this back, and it'll give us an idea of what it actually looks like.
Right.
And we can take some measurements and then get an appropriate dressing on it and get it healed as quickly as possible for you.
Okay.
So a couple
of weeks or something, it'll be right.
Well, if you do everything right, you know, we can get you on the straight and narrow with this foot here.
So you're going to be done in a couple of weeks?
Well, it depends. Everyone's different, Stan. But if you do everything right, you know, there's nothing to say that this won't heal up nice and quickly for you.
Okay, dokie. She's good.
She is good.
I can't feel anything. Yeah, that's really good. Well, how long have you been doing this for, love?
Not too long.
Not too long?
Sarah, I'll...
You've obviously got a bloody good knack at it. Yeah.
Look at doing Stan in a...
I'm glad you went straight to it, otherwise it would have freaked out even more. Not
removable
not
cast walker. How do you feel about wearing something this for maybe a month till we get it healed up, Stan?
Stan, what are your requirements for work?
Is it that serious to wear that?
It's that serious, Stan. Oh. Worst case scenario, if you let this go, so if you hadn't been to see your GP, it got an infection in it, and you just kept on going, you could end up losing your leg. So that's how serious it is. So if we put you in something like this, it's going to take all the pressure off it, because most of the problem there is the pressure, okay? So if we take the pressure off your foot, it'll give it the best chance to heal. So imagine having, the problem is you can't feel it. If you could feel it, you'd feel it's painful, so you'd get off it.
Yeah.
Imagine having a cut on your hand and you're knocking it every time. It's never going to heal, is it?
I do that at work.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we want to get the pressure off it, give it the best chance to heal, we'll put you in something like this. Do you think that'll be okay with your work?
Mate,
can we send a letter to them to let them know how serious it is?
Mate, that would be really good because I'll probably get to go in the office and slack off.
Well, there you go. Light duties, hey?
Yeah, you've obviously done it yourself by the sound of it.
That's it.